Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic. If you are fearful, scared of what people might think of you in any way, shape, and form, then this episode is for you. And right now, actually, my baby is with my husband. It's Sunday morning. They went to Walmart real quick to grab a couple of things. I was getting ready, had some free time and some free hands, and I was like, ooh, the creative juices started flowing, and I was like, let me, you know, knock an episode out just to drop a word, give some gems before they get back. And so I'm in my closet, which is where I started my podcast, my new closet in my new house. And I say that because I think there's so many busy moms, so many busy people in the world who feel like they don't have enough time to do what they want. And I really just urge you to figure out how to become more creative and utilize the time that you do have. So let's dive right in. I am getting dressed for the day. My husband has some speaking engagements and appearances that he has to do, and we're going to join him and make it a family fun event. And so I'm getting dolled up a little bit more than usual. And so I put this dress on, and it has, you know, a certain cut to it. And I was like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't wear that dress because of something on my body. And so I just listened to Gina Wickman on the Daily Motivation show with Lewis Howes before this happened. And they were talking about the fear of judgment. And so there are four major fears. There's a fear of abandonment, fear of rejection or judgment and or judgment, fear of being a disappointment, and fear of not being enough. Now, I think all of us struggle with all four of these at some level, to be honest. We're human. But usually you'll have one primary fear that is more prevalent than the others. And I know for me in particular, I have nailed down that judgment is my primary fear. So I'm putting on this dress and I feel good in it, but I'm thinking about when I step out into the world, what are people going to say about me or think about me? And I'm going to be 33 soon. And I just have made a decision. I literally can't live my life in fear of what people are going to think about me, good, bad, or indifferent. Even if they love, you know, whatever I'm in, that could be sometimes just as dangerous because we want to live up to someone's expectation. We want to please them. We want them to be happy with us. We want them to like us. Of course, I want to be liked like everyone else, but I can't hang my worth and my identity on that hat of being liked and acceptable by other people. And so I was like, you know what, fuss it. I'm gonna wear the dress anyway, live my best life, and people can feel however they want to feel. But really, at the end of the day, when we're fearful of what someone might think, there's two things that come to mind for me. Either you're not surrounded by the right people that are going to criticize, put you down, make you feel bad about yourself, so on and so forth. Or, you know, a lot of the time people aren't paying that much attention to you. Like, this isn't to hurt your feelings or anything. Like, usually everyone's in their own head so much so that they are not thinking that deep about you and what you're wearing and what you're saying and what you think. But those are the two things that come up when I think about that. And either way, I have to stand in my truth. I have to live my life for me. And I want my kids to watch me living my life shamelessly, authentically, so that they can be brave enough and have the courage to do it themselves. And so I think becoming a mother has made me more courageous, has helped me to be more myself, because I really want them to be themselves and be okay with showing up in the world as they are. So I wanted to share this quick word with anyone who's listening that might deal with the fear of judgment. These quick little episodes are just nuggets that I want to encourage you throughout your day, throughout your week. If you want me to dive deeper on this fear of judgment situation or the other fears, always reach out and let me know. I'm human. I'm here to serve, answer your questions, and just, you know, give you everything that I possibly can to help you create a peaceful, prosperous, purpose-filled life. And if you want to join our community, or at least learn more about our community, because it is invitation only, then we would love to talk to you. If you feel like you're making more than enough money, but you're spending everything that you make, and you know, want your health to be in a good place, but you're not exactly sure how to make it happen, there's a link. Go ahead, apply to speak with our team, and that way we can learn more about your goals and, you know, set you up with some resources, if nothing else, and cheer you on in the process. But I'm so grateful to be, you know, doing my best to show up as much as I possibly can in this season as a new mom and a business owner, just with all the busyness. I'm like, oh, I have to share these gems because I have epiphanies all the time that I'm like, okay, I'm just going to have to figure out how to share what I can when I can. So, until next time. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.